Hey, it's E.B. Moss, and this is a bonus episode of Insider Interviews, where you get the insider scoop on the business of media, marketing, and advertising with a personal touch. Now, this is bonus content because I'm sharing like a mini masterclass on B2B content and podcast creation because I'm sitting in the guest seat this time. My friend Julie Livingston is the host of PR Patter on LinkedIn, and she wanted to hear my POV about how one infuses B2B content with a little more personality. I'll try saying that three times fast. Anyway, one of the things we talked about is how to give good guest, but more importantly, how a company can give good host on the business side of things and infuse that personality while still staying within your brand parameters. It's really important because people buy from people they like. Now, speaking of liking, I think you're also going to like the next episode coming up on Insider Interviews. My guest is going to be Jen Kavanaugh. She's the head of marketing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, as in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles, head of marketing. Amazing. I think you're really going to like that one. And if you would like me to help train your company on how to launch your first B2B podcast, hit me up at podcasts@mossappeal.com. If you just want to show me the money, feel free at buymeacoffee.com/mossappeal. Now here's my conversation with Julie Livingston. I'm Julie Livingston of Want Leverage Communications, here from the next episode of PR Patter. I'm so excited today because I've just gotten into podcasting myself. And so I've got a real expert with me today. Welcome, E.B. Moss. E.B. is a strategist, podcaster, and marketer who creates content designed to open revenue doors and humanize brands, which is so important today to make that audience connection. Named among the top 10 most fascinating B2B marketers of 2020, she contributes explanatory journalism to the customer.net, Synopsis, and Media Village. EB profiles media and marketing executives on her podcast, Insider Interviews with EB Moss. And through her award-winning marketing consultancy, Moss Appeal, EB has generated compelling collateral and promotions from major media companies and nonprofits. So today we're going to talk about how to bring personality and value to your podcast. But let's start at the beginning. How did you start podcasting? How did you get into it yourself?
Well, thanks for having me. And it's very awkward to hear your own bio read back to you.
So it is, isn't it? You're like,
thank you. But yay. How did I get into it? I'm the daughter of a radio broadcaster. So I tell people I was raised in the press box because he was also a sportscaster. And word of mouth and storytelling has always been sort of what I was raised on. So I was working after a series of running ad sales marketing. That's a key right there, at some major media companies, including a rep firm called AdLarge. I worked with the team that did the go-to-market strategy for podcasting, which this was about 8 years ago. So it was still much more nascent than it was now, and it's still pretty nascent. And I learned a lot. And then I took a role as the managing editor of Media Village on the auspices that I would also help build out their audio content and their coverage of audio companies like, you know, Audacy and Westwood One.
Right.
And so Jack Myers, the CEO, said to me, all right, then go build a podcast. And I was like, I've only ever talked about it. I've only ever marketed one. What? So I really taught myself from the ground up, and 200 something episodes and 6 shows later, here we are.
That's so great. I mean, it's really an inspiration. First of all, I think, well, what I'm learning in developing this podcast is that you learn as you go. And, you know, that's okay. Like, this is an evolution. You may not have everything together in the beginning, but it's really creating that compelling content that people really want to listen to and that they'll get some value from. So tell us about brand personality and how you kind of weave that into a podcast and why that's important.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that whatever your brand is, it has to stand out. It has to shine. You and I actually have a friend in common named Stacy Thal, and she does some brand strategy. And Stacy talks about how you do you, right? You have to stand out from the competition by standing for something.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with that. So there's brand personality, and then there's how you're going to inject it in every touch point along the way. So you have to have consistency. And from my perspective, people buy from people they like. And do they like your brand personality? Are you communicating it well? Word of mouth is one of the strongest tools that you have to communicate your brand product, your brand value, etc. And guess what's most perceived as word of mouth? Audio. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So what is the difference between a B2B podcast and a branded podcast?
Yeah. So that's a really good question and an important differentiation. A branded podcast typically is one that is underwritten by a company. So one of my favorite examples, because I think it's great storytelling, is Trailblazers with Walter Isaacson. And guess what? That's brought to you by Dell. Now, Walter Isaacson is not out there shilling for go buy a Dell computer, but he's talking about innovative technology. So they're shoulder rubbing the brand values that Dell is trying to communicate through storytelling. And that could be a B2B podcast, but typically I think of a B2B podcast as one that is a little bit more focused on the brand itself. Now, a really important element is that you don't want your podcast to be a sales brochure. And that's what...
Not at all. That's a very good way to lose audience
share. That's right. And that's where personality comes in, right? So, and that's where what you first asked me about, what is your brand personality? How do you infuse it? So I think you can't be afraid to communicate that in a way that's consistent with your brand, especially in audio. You have the best microphone, so to speak, the best stage to do that, to really communicate who your executives are. And at the risk of boring you instead of more personality, I'll keep going. So one of the things that I try personally to do is to humanize executives. So it goes way back to the top of people buy from people they like. So there is a particular foible with B2B podcasts. And sometimes companies will say, we have to feature our SVP or our CEO. And bless their hearts, they might be like watching paint dry. So,
I mean, I go through this in creating, you know, LinkedIn content for C-level executives and also my publicity work. You need to have the right type of personality to really be attractive to audiences and the media.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you elicit that from them?
Yeah.
I happen to know a very good media trainer, and people can connect with me if you need one.
That's great. So how do you distinguish your podcast? How do you make it? How do you put your stamp on it?
Yeah. And I guess that's what we're supposed to talk about today. So let me think. You have to prepare. So I happen to do a training for companies who want to launch their first B2B podcast. Did I mention that? Yes. Contact me, podcasts@mossappeal.com. But the first slide in my training talks about no more boardrooms, but B-O-R-E-D, right? So how do you distinguish yourself from being a snooze fest? And it starts with creating engaging content. You might be talking about widgets, but how do you storytell about widgets? How do you draw in your audience? It goes back to that thing of don't make a sales brochure. So typically, your B2B podcast will likely be an interview show. Research your guest. Find something interesting about that guest. Maybe they were on their curling team in college, you know, or maybe they just won a weirdo award. I don't know, but bring that up.
That's a great icebreaker too. I think, you know, in having conversations on your podcast to really, you know, come up with something that's going to spark the conversation with the guest.
Exactly. I also like to disarm my guests. I prepare, and I promised when I promoted this live stream on Twitter that I would explain the answer to what happens when the skeleton walks into a bar. It's my favorite joke, Julie. Skeleton walks into a bar.
Okay.
Asks for a drink and a mop. Okay, think about it. Pours through him. So he's prepared. She's prepared. Okay, work with me here. So you have to prepare. You have to think like the skeleton at the bar. What's the next step? I write the way I speak. So I tend to write out a lot of my intros. But one really good thing is to just start to roll tape. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So one example is an interview I did with Claude Silver. She's the chief heart officer of VaynerMedia. And so I started singing to her, "You gotta have heart." I sang to Carl Fremont about "Come Fly With Me."
Right.
Because we were flying home on a plane together and we were talking about that. But I like to roll tape and see what they talk about and then incorporate that into the episode.
That's great. That's a great tip. And something that is easily done, I think.
Maybe not the singing part. That's
maybe
true.
Not the singing part.
It's not for everyone. But
certainly the research. The advanced research. So what are some of the things that you've learned along the way about, you know, really hitting a home run in podcasting?
Yeah, well, I think it always starts with understanding the key points that you want to make. So as I said, even if it's just to gain a comfort level and to add some personality to your podcast, writing things out, but understand that you can have a story arc, even to a B2B podcast. Sure. You know, think about the hero journey. How do you make your guest the hero? And thank you for doing that with me so far. You're a lovely host. And you know what? What's the key takeaway that you want people to have? That's also really important. I want people to walk away or listen and walk. the beauty of podcasting.
Right.
So what's the fairy tale ending of each episode? What are they going to leave with? What I do is, I, of course, research my guest. I research their company. I want them to shine. But then I also ask them what they most want to be asked. And just by being comfortable yourself, I think people will reveal more. So have your questions prepared. You and I did that a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, that is so helpful. And, you know, I realize that some people might find that odd or weird that, you know, you're asking, you know, what are some of the discussion prompts you'd like me to incorporate into our conversation today? EB, that's been kind of a regular part of what I'm doing in this little broadcast. I always ask my guests that. And sometimes they don't have the time or they can't answer.
Yep.
And I will come up with some and send it to them in advance and say, what do you think of this? And they'll weigh in.
Yeah. You know, also in my podcast training, we talk about, well, there's prep, there's promotion, there's production quality. And you have your headphones on. I've got my lovely Shure MV7. And
we've got this is video too. So we've got our ring lights on.
That's right.
You got to have decent lighting.
That's right. And you would be stunned at the deficit, the harm that some executives, major executives do by not even having, you know, you can use your little AirPods and it's not bad. A mic is better, but you know, have something that puts you in your best, as you said, light, both audio and visually.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Do all that you can to set yourself up for success.
Yeah.
And keep refining it. You know, again, I'm relatively new at this. I've been doing it for about 8 months now. And every week I feel like I'm learning something new to elevate this show more and more. Certainly in the promotion of it, you know, even though I'm a publicist, sometimes I'm like the cobbler with no shoes.
Yeah.
And so you actually gave me such great ideas in how to promote this podcast that I'm going to now use going forward. And I thank you for that. But you know, I think try not to judge yourself too much. And just look at this as a learning process. And that's the beauty of digital media, right? You can constantly let it evolve and keep switching it up and trying new things.
Yeah.
How do you identify guests? Because I realize that I have a pretty big contact network. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, I actually like cold calling people when I need to. How do you identify guests? And do you have any tips? Because that could be very daunting. I need to plan my guest roster way in advance. And people are busy. So how do you identify the right people for your podcast?
Well, you as a publicist, I think you could answer this question better. Me as a recipient of pitches, I'll answer it from my perspective. Do your homework.
Oh, my.
I cannot tell you the weirdo pitches that I've gotten to be on insider interviews. And there are people who, you know, will do the autofill and an email blast. There are a lot of people who are calling me by my last name. So that's an immediate clue to delete. I don't even read it.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. But listen to the episode that, you know, you're trying to pitch your guest for. So that's on the soliciting guests part. So, you know, that's part of the prep is understand what's going to add value to your show, why you want to have that guest on. As I said, you know, jokingly, but sort of seriously, who are the customers you want to suck up to? And put them in their best light. They're going to share that with their coworkers or their mom or whatever. So it's sort of like the vanity plate, license plate. If it's going to do a service for you, great. But make sure that whoever you're bringing on is not going to drag down the quality of your show either. But then again, it comes back to you doing your homework and, you know, bringing that out in them.
I would suggest also, you know, looking at, let's say you have somebody in mind, somebody you know or know peripherally, see if you could find any evidence of their speaking style online.
Yeah.
You know, if they've been in other videos, it could give you a good idea if the podcast is on camera, you know, what their speaking style is. How do they articulate well? Are they conversational? Like, do they have that kind of spark in their personality that forms connections with others instantly? I mean, that's going to be an important barometer. But when you choose a guest,
that's right.
There are a lot of people out there who do lots and lots of podcast interviews. Do you want them to speak on the topic that they are most known for, or do you want to skew it a little differently? Again, that could be kind of a differentiator for your show.
Yep. What's the intent of your show? You know, I did one show for a company that was 5 questions in 10 minutes. I did a show for another agency that gave them sort of a platform to explain it because it was more tech oriented. So that was a service to them. I'm surprised at myself that I didn't start with the first thing that I always tell people in starting a podcast is, why do you want to start a podcast?
Exactly. What's your why?
Exactly. Yeah. And then what's the whiffum? The what's in it for me as the listener? You nail those two things and you know who your prospective listener is. You don't have to pay me. But if you do want to pay me, it's podcasts@mossappeal.com. Thank you very much. I'll be here through Thursday.
Okay, you're ready to start a podcast. Maybe you come up with a cute name for it that is searchable, right?
But, yes, good point. And that's page number 4. Yes, your design, everything should be a reflection of your brand, right? We started with that brand personality discussion. And it might be a balancing act. You know, your podcast might be the place where you can be a little less dodgy, where you can sort of let your freak flag fly, so to speak. Does that date me? Maybe a little.
That's okay.
Okay. But perhaps on your site, you're a little bit more formal. But again, you want to elicit the personality of your executives. You want to humanize your executives. They are your mouthpiece. They're your megaphone about your company. So it might be that your VP of sales is a much better interviewer speaker than your chief revenue officer. Don't just make your CRO the host of the podcast.
No.
Think about the power of personality.
Yeah. And how you could interact with that person and really kind of bring it, wow, you know, to another level, right? Any last thoughts?
Yeah. You know, I think that there's two things I want to add that are very important. Manage your expectations. There are 5 million podcasts out there now. Yay. About 500 of them make any money. This is not about earning ad money or anything like that. You might get 500 people listening if you're lucky. Think about that, why you're doing it. And so that's part two. You're managing your expectations and you're remembering that this is another form of your sales collateral. So what the value of your podcast is slicing and dicing it. You're going to create a transcript. You might use AI to do that, by the way. I'll drop a couple of names for you because I believe in good takeaways. Think about Swell AI or Capsho, C-A-P-S-H-O. There are a lot of companies out there who are now leveraging AI to help you take your transcription and turn it into good show notes.
Oh, I love that.
Then take your show notes, turn them into a blog post on your site. Did I mention that you can hire me to do that?
Okay. I think then, you did, yeah. Then but you can mention it again.
Promo spots, clips. There's a service called Headliner that can dice your long form interview into a 30 or 60 second audiogram. Create spin-off articles. You guest on other shows. So once you've proven yourself to have the power of personality as a host, be out there. Thank you very much, Julie Livingston, for having me as a guest to evangelize insider interviews with Moss Appeal. See how that works? So things like that.
I love that. You're just twisting and turning and reshaping and recreating the content to give it a lot of longevity and tremendous value.
Yeah.
EB, I can't thank you enough for being guests with me today. This was such a fascinating conversation. The wheels are spinning. I've already gotten like 4 takeaways that I'm going to to use right away. So I hope you'll come back again sometime.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll be back again next week with another episode of PR Patter.
Thanks, Julie.
Well, I hope you got some good insider scoop from this episode of Insider Interviews with me, EB Moss. If you enjoyed this content, please feel free to buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/mossappeal. And I hope you'll follow Insider Interviews on social media and let me know if you have a question or a suggestion for a next stellar guest in media, marketing, and advertising. Speaking of stellar, my theme music was composed and performed by the incomparable Grammy-winning John Clayton. If I can help you with your company's podcast, please find me at mossappeal.com. Thanks again for listening.